Welcome to our yoga flow class. Come on into a comfortable seated position. Sitting in a neatly erect position, shoulders up and back. And place the hands in any location that's comfortable for you, on the knees, in the lap. Whatever is a comfortable spot for you. And just breathing long, slow respirations. And drawing those palms together at the heart. Capturing a sense of stillness, of ease, of balance. Releasing his arms out low and wide, fingers towards the earth. And you squeeze those shoulders up to the bottom of the ears. And releasing those shoulders down. Taking the right hand behind the back, a little lean over to the left. Easy, hands, heart center, and lean it the other way. And hands, heart center. Okay. Working the arms up to the sky, interlink the fingers, pressing the palms up tall, navel in. Lean it on over to the left. And inhale back tall and over to the other side. Press out through the palms. And press up. Releasing those arms around. Good. Squeezing those shoulders up to the bottom of the ears. And relax those shoulders down. Let's get those legs out across the earth. And pressing the backs of the legs in, spine tall, heels out, toes back. Float the arms in front, knees forward, and drawing those hands down. So it's really where you reach. It's really about coming forward through the hips, pressing the backs of the legs in, and drawing forward. And we're going to go front to back a little bit here. So gently walk on up. Let's get the hands back behind, angled back so you're nicely supported, and just start to do a cow, in reverse cow, heart to the sky. Chin up, open up through the heart. And exhale, neutral spine, still slanted. Now draw back onto the elbows, knees together, and rock it side to side. Just to stretch out through the hips and glutes. And then go ahead, let's take the right knee over the left knee, bring both knees up towards the chin, and quarter turn down to the left side. Back up out of it, undo, left knee over the right, both knees towards the chin, quarter turn to the right side. And back in center, undo, pushing those legs up, palms down, press with the palms, dropping those heels up to an upright stance. Good, and come on down forward, pressing the backs of the legs in, hinge forward, just walk it forward as you're able. So you just get your motion, you breathe. And we'll park it here for a little bit, just to melt those hamstrings, to get a sense of ease. Forward bends usually have a calming effect on the mind. And walking up those shins and thighs, draw it on up, taking those feet into a diamond shape, drop on down into oyster pose, stretching out through the back, coming on down. Back up out of it. Rotate those knees to center. Taking the knees up to the sternum, hands around the shins. Close the eyes. Just finding a delicate perch. Nice balance. Landing those heels down into the earth. Get one leg out, bring that opposite ankle across, spine tall. Good. And we're going to twist out towards the sole of the foot. So whatever foot you have perched, doesn't matter which one. And then twist out around. You're lifting to the crown, looking over that back shoulder. Inhale, back around. The leg that's extended, bend, carrying that perched ankle with it. Shoulder blade towards the spine, heart is forward. Okay, gently undo. And let's take it into bound angle before we go to the other side. So draw those heels in, dropping those knees to the outside. Open up. Take those knees into center, and we'll set up on the other side for our twist and our hip opener. So just perch the opposite ankle, whatever side's most appropriate or the side you need to do. Hands to heart center, spine tall, and twist. Exhale into it, lift the crown, look over that back shoulder. We're just moving nice and slowly, easily. So core is engaged to help with that twist. Alright, inhale back around. Go ahead, let's get into that glute here. Shoulder blades to the spine, harness forward. And slowly undo. Lift those legs, go out. Hands on either sides of the hips. Now let's get a taste of that forward fold here. See how we do. Bring those arms up. Hinge forward, big reach and drop down. And hopefully it feels a little bit more accessible, a little more free. Yoga, the physical aspect of yoga is just keeping the body light, not necessarily in terms of weight, but light in terms of ease of movement. Unencumbered, that sense of facility, physical facility. And walking your way up little by little, spine tall, good length. How about a quick little tabletop? Draw those hands back behind, bending those knees. Press, raise those hips up, eyes to the sky. Engage through the glutes. And lower it down. Working back into a bound angle. Soles of the feet coming in. Just getting a heavy dose of hamstrings, glutes, groins, just good free space here. And knees into center. Go ahead, let left leg go out. If you got a mirror image with me, right elbow on the inside of the right knee. Hold steady, left arm out. And go ahead, can we get length here? And let's just pass. Bring everything to center. Pass that foot to the other side and arm up. Good, undo, undo. Sit up on the other side, catching that toe. Take it out, maybe knee bent, maybe all the way out. And come into center and make that pass. Just come across with it. And down and down. Let's get into table position. 90 degrees round. Knees hip width, arms shoulder width, flat back, tops of the feet to the earth. Good. Quick release back into child, just draw back. Inhale out of it, extend those arms out, drop the forehead down. Good, hands back to the shoulder region, back into table. And let's get a downward facing dog. Come on up. So long spine, soften through the knees, lengthen. And in about 5 seconds, we're going to land back down into table. So land it down into table. Let's drop the forearms into the earth. So elbows to fingertips are parallel form. And we'll curl the back toes, we'll rise up, walk those feet forward. And good length. Try to draw back up through the tailbone, not planting the shoulders over the elbows, but a nice slant to the upper arm bone. And you may retreat down, you may come all the way back into child's pose. Inhaling on up into table. Let's identify the right arm and the left leg flat back. And here we go, right arm forward, left leg back. Taking that hand around, catching, rise up. And extend forward and back. Dropping that front arm down and open up into a side stand, getting the leg up high, arm up. So we come out of our Utti Dhanurasana into a side stand on the forearm, and we're going to catch that foot, left hand, left ankle, or left heel, kick out. Extend all the way on up, hand to the hip. Can we take this into three-pointed downward dog with the left leg to the sky? Land, land, three-pointed downward dog. And then into a supported side plank where we step that left foot, roll the right heel, and come into a supported side plank. Back into downward facing dog, just standard downward dog. And we're still on this front side, this first side. Taking that right knee down, left foot to the outside of the left hand. Slide the right knee back, turn that left foot. So far all the movement has been on the same leg. And if you started with your left leg with it, then that's the side you've been working on. You drop the right form, assuming you got that left leg forward, and then just melt in here. Now's the time to become friends with gravity, to let there be a nice release into the earth. You can loop that hand around or guide off that quad. And then you can come into lazy lizard, both forearms onto the earth. Front foot's angled out at 45 degrees. Making your way onto the palms, take it into table. Your choice, wide angle child's pose or a downward facing dog. So it's your choice where you'd like to go with it. You can spend time in both places. In about 10 seconds or so, we'll meet up in table. So you can use your time accordingly. Take it into table, 90 degrees round, flat back, neutral spine. So we're working into Utti Dhanurasana. Most of you be with the left arm and right leg. When you're ready, come forward and back with those limbs. Okay, so balancing table, and then coming around, catching that foot, rise up. And anytime you wish to release out of it, forward and back, dropping that front forearm down, getting ready into your side stand. Leg high, and you go hand to foot when you wish with it, catching that ankle, kick that heel out. Extending those limbs up and out, hand to the hip, palm down, other palm down. Take it into a three-pointed downward dog, making your way on up. And this comes down into a supported side plank. So we really get that good glute stretch. So that top glute really gets a nice engagement here. Get a good wingspan, lifting through those hips. You just let that breath flow continuously. Retreat back to a downward facing dog. And now we've just got that lazy lizard and the twist variation first, and then lazy lizard. So that left knee can drop and that right foot can step. Now, once that right foot comes forward, then turn it to the outside about 45 degrees. And you can rock it here a little bit just to stretch out. And whenever you feel you wish, you may drop that opposite forearm. So the left forearm for most of you, right hand on the thigh. I usually do the twist first because it's a little less demanding on the glute, and it allows you to stretch up and open up a little bit more before dropping both forearms into the earth. So I like to do a little rock with it side to side. You'll feel where that engagement is a little deeper. But just don't force it. Don't get too much momentum. You just work in a space that's for you. And then you land down onto those forearms. Coming out of it onto those palms, drawing it back. Big toes together, knees out wide, V, wide angle child's pose. Hands on either sides of the knees, crown up. Let's get those hips above the knees. Left hand behind the back, right arm to the sky, support at the lumbar. Inhale back. Just a little back bend, feel it. And down and then the other side, arm up and back. And upright and down. So we're on those knees, hands behind the back, pull the navel in, swinging the arms to the left, leaning to the right. And upright, having the navel point be the focal point of your bend. So it starts there, and then it goes out through the crown as you enter in on the second side. And undo. Right hand stays behind the back, left arm over top. Just work through that left ear, left shoulder. And undo and undo. Left hand behind, right arm up. Right ear, right shoulder. And undo, undo. Land, and let's take it, roll up into a standing fold. So when you feel ready, rise up, lengthen, fold, hands down, hands onto thighs if you wish. So you got a few different positions where you can be. Knees can also be bent. You just see what feels right for you. Bring those ankles and knees into center, hinging through those hips. Bringing the arms round, eyes up to the fingertips. So you get your space. Into Uttanasana, Vrajasana. Letting those hands go back past those hips. Lengthen one leg, swing one leg back, scoop the torso up. So you open up through that low back. And the leg that's back is going to come across the front thigh into half Uttanasana. And we're going to build on this sequence. So when you're ready, come back up out of it, swing that leg back, scoop. Float the arms to a T. This time, kick the leg forward. And then close out, ankle on the thigh, hands to the heart. So we did two rounds on the same leg. First round was two steps, second round was three. And land into a swan dive, flat back, eyes down, crown forward. Maximize the length of that spine, relax in the toes. You can feel when that navel is really touching in towards the spine. You're extending out through the crown, you're pushing tailbone back, and then lift up all the way through the crown, perfect spine coming up out of your swan dive. And inhale back. And exhale upright. Relax the hands by the sides. Go ahead, just roll those shoulders for a bit. Highs and lows. Reversing direction. You should have a few seconds. So just kind of work with them. And then alternately get those shoulders nice and low. Coming into Utkat Vrajasana, let the ankles touch, swing the arms up, into the hips, eyes to the fingertips. Letting those hands come slowly back past those hips, lengthen one leg, bring that leg back, scoop up to the sky, press out to the sole of the foot, shoulder blades towards the spine. And then when you're ready, perch into half Utkatasana. So nice length in spine, no rounding. So his back is slanted but lengthened. Vision can be cast down diagonally towards the earth. And then we'll get that second round in. Swing, flare the arms out away from the hips. Touch the crown of the head to the top of the universe. Floating those arms to a T. Kick that leg out. Where you're getting a nice height to the rest of the body. That front leg leads a little bit of balance. And then perch back into half with the belt on. Lengthen space. When we land, we're going into that swan dive. Landing that foot, lengthen, flat back, eyes down, crown forward. Lift to deep crown, up, 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 and inhale back. All right, hands back by sides. Good. And roll those shoulders up and around. Good. Let's step out wide. We'll turn that left foot, if you're mirror imaging with me. Release through that hip, front knee over the ankle. Right hand behind, roll into it. Arms out to a T, shift and drop down. Top hand around the back. Good positioning. We're going to land this down into a low lunge. Release to the hip, straddling, turn the back, heel to the sky, dropping that knee down. And let's just walk up that shin, clasp the palms onto that thigh, inhale back. On the inside of that front foot. We're just going to reverse course. Curl the back toes, lengthen back up into triangle. Down onto the ball of the left foot, let's see, or the right foot, excuse me. So we're going to go over towards the back side. Slowly come down. Can we get here? Just, we won't pick the hands off the earth. If you want, you can bring the hands to the heart, but just coming into it over here with this front leg is nice and lengthened, a little bit of balance, hands are there for support. Up to a wide angle fold. You can have the hands on the thighs or hands on the hips, flat back. and slowly rise up. Carrying that right foot, left shoulder blade in towards the spine. So body's in one plane across, release through the hip. Front knee over that ankle, find a spot. Spine is straight up and down, and angle over when you feel ready for your extended side angle. Just soaking up every breath of your practice. Lengthening that front leg, circling that hand, hands to heart center. Out, shift. And drop down into your triangle. Moving towards a low lunge when you're ready, release that hip, land it, safe place, drop in that knee, and walk up that shin, clasping on the top portion of the front thigh, inhale back. Step back up into your triangle, curl the back toes, drop that heel in, lengthen that front leg, bringing that arm up to the stars, and come on into your place. And then from here, we're going to take it to the other side and get this leg lengthened. We're going to be, if you're mirror imaging with me, we'll be on the ball of that left foot. So any way you think you can do that, I don't even know if I can verbalize, you just kind of come on up around and land, getting on that foot, heel out. And again, we're going to eliminate the balance portion. We're just going to go big stretch on this. So heel down, toes to the sky. Keeping my hands down. As deep as you go, you kind of sink into it a little bit. And then on up, wide angle stance. Now you got two options. You can shift side to side, just like this, with 10 toes coming forward, or you can come down into it and then go up and over. Just where we were. So you have about, we're just talking 15 seconds. And at this point, if you feel like you got your balance and you want to come into a balance, you can. If you just want to be 10 toes forward, you want to shift down the ball of the foot. You have complete freedom, whether you want to balance it, whether you want to have the hands down, whether you want to just shift side to side. So just work into it. As much as you can lean into it, get those hamstrings nice and free. Hips free. Good. Now I'm starting to wind my way out of it and go at your own pace to come out of it. Let's close up. Shall come on up to standing. And we'll work into a tree pose. So choose the foot of your choice. Let the toes spread of the bottom foot, whatever that is. Bring the opposite foot up. Try and go as high as you can with it. I'm just going to back up on my mat a touch. Just hang in there. Hold the stance. And when you'd like to dismount out of it, you come on down. Shake out those limbs. Good. And get that other foot in. And come into it on the other side. Sometimes people have trouble getting their foot perched. I push the heel in towards the bone. I don't worry too much about the toes. If the heel to the bone, for me, that makes it stick rather nicely. And the toes are just relaxed. And just make your expirations in tree pose. And anytime you wish to dismount out of it, come on down. Making the body like a spire. And just take it twice to each side. Nice bending posture. Inhale up, exhale over, inhale up. You go at your own pace. Just nice deep side bends. And then just pure length after you finish your rounds, pressing the palm up, pull the navel in. And you release those hands by the side, steady, space. Good. Setting up into Uddiyana Mudra, anywhere on your mat, but a place where we'll maybe go back into downward dog from here. So pull the navel in, long spine, hands to the thighs, good core. Anytime you want to land and step back into your downward dog, find your way. How about a plank for maybe 10 or 15 count? Squeeze every bone of the body, press back through the heels. And when you feel like your 15 seconds are up, for some people, maybe longer or shorter, 15 seconds, but when you're ready, landing those knees, come back into your child. Up out of it and land it down into Sphinx posture. Getting those limbs back, the legs back, propped up onto the forearms. Shoulders low, chin is level. bring those arms back, chin into the mat. We've been working on back strengthening this week, and pretty much we've been focusing on these prone positions where I like them because I never really saw anyone have any adverse reaction. If someone's got spinal issues, it's one thing, but generally speaking, from a muscular perspective, it just strengthens and it doesn't, you don't see risk of injury or anything with it. So the arms are back, flared out away from the hips, hips in, and toes to the back corner of the mat. So the arms are parallel to the legs, but they're both angled out away from the center line of the spine. And when you're ready, secure the hips in and inhale up. Get another one in here and secure those hips in, press, engage, and anytime you're ready to inhale, draw it on up. And down. Go ahead, turn that head to one side, stretch out through the neck. And ultimately chin back into neutral, hands on either side of the sternum. Now the legs in parallel form, we're gonna just take this into cobra, and you can take it up into downward dog from there. So secure those hips in, scoop up. Hopefully that spine is relatively free. And when you wanna go into your downward dog, come back up into it. Get those legs free. We're gonna get one leg each to the sky, one by one, take knee to the nose, and then take it onto the back. So bring one leg to the sky, knee to the nose, shift on forward, hold it. Hips back up, heel back up, down, get the other leg, you go at your pace with it. And you're in down dog when you finish. Now I'm just gonna land it down in a sideways lying position. I'm dropping into table, swing both knees to one side, extend the opposite arm, and you come into a sideways lying position. Just rest it here for a moment. To the back, draw the knees towards you and wide, and just start your rock side to side. Generating a little momentum. Knees to center, landing those feet down. Right foot underneath the left knee, catching the right foot with the left hand. Point that right knee straight across the earth. Bring the left shin towards you, catch it with the right hand, and you get your place. So one knee's going away from you, one knee's going towards you. You should be getting a pretty decent pull, or at least some type of recognition of the quad that's going away from you. And undo. Let's take it in on the other side. Catching that foot in the out. Bring that shin towards your catch. And gently undo. And you are free for the next 2 minutes to move in any way you wish to. You can come into a Nanda Balasana, catch the toes, thighs towards you, but knees are wide. You just go into wherever your body is calling for. You'd like to get a little massage in. If you're still working on poses, that's fine. If you feel like your poses are coming to a close, you can massage to the back of the neck. And ears. So if you're massaging, you can hit to the jawbone. I'm just going to hit pit stop at one more spot. I'm just going to bring my palms to the temple. Sometimes we do more extensive, and if you want to bring some of those other steps in, you can. Or if you know some way you like to massage, it's fine. Ultimately, we'll move towards Shavasana. You may be getting there now. You may be taking more time to arrive there. It's okay. Just long, slow breaths, maybe three more respirations. And you like gently rotate the palms into the earth, bending those knees, the soles and feet into the mat, gain that tactile feel, that engagement. One arm up to the sky, back overhead, and roll into a lateral place, stacking ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders. So you're just lateral, you're breathing comfortably. And then take a little push up into a seated position, crossing the legs. Hands into the lap, spine tall, chin is level. And just soaking up all the shine, all the joy, all the serenity and tranquility of your practice. And inhale, drawing those palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring that old mental realm, that inner wealth of life, and drawing the hands down into heart center, making that link within, in turn, and the same in this color. Wonderful practicing with you. Good having you out, and stay well, and we'll practice together soon. All right. Thanks, God.